Well, we're continuing on our series on the gifts of the Spirit, and we've been talking about the three knowledge gifts, which are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And we're going to talk about discerning of spirits today, but also about spiritual warfare. And the name of this is The Enemies We Face. And as I was reading this and studying this today, it was just like a strong anointing came on me as I was studying it. So this is going to be a powerful teaching in the name of Yeshua, because it's something we need to know and we need to be aware of. Hallelujah. Okay, discerning of spirits. It's the ability to judge between spirits, popularly called discernment of spirits, is the ability to tell whether a particular phenomena is from the Ruach, spirit of Yahweh, from a person's own spirit, or for some demonic spirit. One might call it the supernatural ability to avoid being deceived. I like that Daniel Stern's definition of it. I like that, the supernatural ability to avoid being deceived. Hallelujah. We're going to see in the scriptures as we go through this that we're living in a time that we need to know the voice of the Ruach. We need to know, again, the gifts of the Spirit are as the Spirit wills, okay? It's not that we're looking around and trying to find, something going on. But we need to know that, especially when somebody is teaching. An example of discernment of spirits, a few years ago, there was this revival going down in Florida. I'm sure y'all heard it with Todd Bentley, okay? And I just had a check in my spirit. I said, something's not right. There's something, because I saw what was going on. I said, this is not the Spirit of Yahweh. People were flocking there by the thousands, And some people gave me some flack about it. I says, I don't care. I know by the Spirit something's wrong, right. I says, it's not a God. What's going on down there, Sure enough, eventually it came out that it wasn't of God, But again, we have to be, discerning, because people are, again, people were coming from all over the place, like Shabbat Shalom, and flocking there, And again, it was just, there was just, coming up in my spirit. It was like, something's right. There's just something, what he's doing and what was going on. I says, I don't care what it looks like. And then when I was looking at some of the videos, I was like, what in the world is this? Hallelujah. John, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, John. You finally made it. Hallelujah. Here you go. Everybody, this is John. Hallelujah, John. Hallelujah. Yochanan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anyway, that was just, again, a discernment of spirits, knowing what something is really of Yahweh or not. I'm going to look at some biblical examples first. I'm going to be using the, you got room around here. No matter how big my table is, there's never enough room.
You pushed me off over here, and it's still not big enough. So
anyway, I'm using the Aramaic English translation, and it's really a good translation of the New Testament. The only thing about it is the regular print's too small, so I got the large print, but man, it's like heavy. So it's like, but it's a great translation, and there's a lot of great notes in the back, and actually I gave you copies of a couple of the things we're going to talk about. But it is kind of heavy. It's probably good for building muscles too. Matthew 24:24. And this is Yeshua speaking. He says, for false messiahs and lying prophets will arise, and they will produce signs and great wonders in order to deceive, if possible, even the chosen. Behold, I have told you beforehand. So Yahweh has already warned us beforehand that this was going to happen. Okay, he said that they'll even produce signs and wonders. Okay. Again, just like signs and wonders are not an indication all the time that that's God moving. Okay, because we know the enemy can produce false signs and wonders. Again, you need to know the voice of the Spirit. Go to Acts 16. I've got this all marked too, because his order is a little different, but I like the layout. It's a good translation. Beginning with verse 16 and 19. And it occurred that as we were going to the house of prayer, a certain maid met us who had a spirit of divination and who procured for her lords great gain by the divination which she performed. Then she followed after Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High Elohim, and they announce to you the path of life." Now, if somebody was following us around and saying that, you think, oh, you know, they're just, you know, encouraging us and exhorting us. You know, they sound like they're saying all the right things, okay? And this she did many days. And Shaul was indignant, and he said to that spirit, "I command you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you come out of her." And it came out at that same hour. And when her master saw that the prospect of their gain from her was gone, they seized Shaul and Silas, and dragging them, brought them into the marketplace, and set them before the soldiers and the chiefs of the city, and said, "These men disturb our city, for they are Jews, and they preach to us customs which are not lawful for us to receive and to practice because we are Romans." Now, here you sir, the gift of discerning of spirits, okay? This girl was, you know, she wasn't saying anything bad, but he was in his spirit. He was like, you know, after a couple of, he was getting annoyed because he knew this was not the spirit of Yahweh. And what did he do right away? He just cast it out. Okay, go to 2 Corinthians 11.
And once she didn't have that spirit operating, she wasn't profitable for them anymore.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14 and 15. Let's begin with verse 13. "For they are false apostles, crafty workers, and pretend apostles of the Mashiach. And in this there is nothing strange, for even HaSatan pretends to be a messenger of light. It is no great thing if his ministers pretend to be ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their work." This is where we really need the discernment of spirit. Okay, it's very easy to discern when somebody's just blatantly doing evil out there. But these are people who are pretending to be servants of Mashiach. They're pretending to preach the word. I remember where I was, I'd read an article. They had interviewed this one pastor, but he was blacked out because he didn't want anybody to see his face. Pastor's a mega church. Said, "I don't believe in God, but it's a good living." This man is in charge of 1,000 people, thousands of people, okay? False minister of Yahweh. And he also had all those people probably think, wow, this is a great man of God, you know? Listen to your spirit, because the spirit will reveal what is false that you don't see in the natural, okay? There's actually a couple of them. They just says, "No, we don't believe the word, we don't believe in God, but it's a good living." And this was like, he had even showed the interview, and again, they blacked out their face because, you know, heaven forbid the congregation finds out, you know. Again, there's a lot of, you know, deceivers out there, and we need to, you know, here Paul is saying that they're false apostles, crafty workers who pretend apostles of Mashiach. Okay? Go to Ephesians 6:12. We're going to hang out here for a little bit. Again, you know, we can't be impressed necessarily by how good somebody looks or how many people flock to see them or how great they may sound. We need to listen to the Spirit and what they're saying and what the fruits are, because we're living in a time where there's a lot of deception out there. Ephesians 6:12. We're going to start with verse 10. "Finally, my brothers, be strong in our Master Yeshua and in the energy of his power, and put on the whole armor of Elohim so that you may be able to stand against the strategies of the accuser. For our conflict is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and with those in authority and with the possessors of this dark world and with the evil spirits that are under heaven. Therefore, put on the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to meet the evil one, and being in all respects prepared, may stand firm. Stand up, therefore, and gird your loins with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and defend your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. And now take to you the confidence of faith by which you will have power to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one, and put on the helmet of salvation, and take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, and pray with all prayers and supplications in spirit at all times, and in prayer be watchful at all seasons, praying constantly and interceding for the set-apart believers. Hallelujah. Now, if you go, I'm going to skip those and go back to, but you've got a chart in your notes. It's actually a bigger, it's a full page if you look back a few pages, and it's this chart here on the spiritual armor. This is no time for us to be lackadaisical in our prayer life or in studying the Word or in being faithful to what God's called us to do. Okay, and this is actually from Andrew Roth's notes, and I like how he laid this out. Again, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the enemy, but I just want to lay a positive foundation first. Hallelujah. So the enemies are, if you look on the chart, the principalities, authorities, possessors, and evil spirits. Okay, our armor is the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and shoes of peace. They protect the head, the heart, the groin, and the feet from the accusation, temptation, pride, lies, deception, and oppression of HaSatan. I'm going to read you something here, and you've got these notes. Actually, I copied these out of his Bible, and I just thought they were really good, how he explained the armor. But I'm not going to read every word for word. I'm just going to skip to a few things, but it's worth your time to read it. Because it's important, let me tell you, from the day you accept Mashiach as your Messiah, you have entered into spiritual warfare. Right. And that warfare is not going to stop until you're with Messiah or he returns. Okay? And actually in the Greek, that command to put it's in the form of a command to put that armor on and keep it on. Okay? Romans 13:12, and this is the Aramaic. The night now passes away, and the day draws near. Let us therefore cast from us the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And you notice there's something, we have to do it. We have to put it on. We have to stand. Okay? This is not a walk of complacency. It's not like, okay, God, when are you going to do something? He put us here to rule and reign on this earth and to use our authority. 1 Corinthians 15:49, and as we have worn the likeness of him from the dust, so shall we wear the likeness of him from heaven. Colossians 3:10, put on the new man that is renewed in knowledge after the likeness of his creator. And put on the whole armor of Elohim so that you may be able to stand against the strategies of the accuser. For our conflict is not with flesh and blood. We have to realize that. When people are coming against us, it's the spirits that are motivating them to come against us. Okay? But with principalities and with those in authority and with the possessors of this dark world and with evil spirits that are under heaven. Therefore, put on the whole armor of Elohim that you may be able to meet the evil one and being in all respects prepared, may stand firm. Stand up, therefore. You need to be prepared ahead of time, not after the fact. We need to be prepared. It says prepared to meet him ahead of time. And it's saying, again, if you look towards the back of your notes, these are back there. It'll say spiritual armor towards the back. So again, we're to gird our loins with truth. We are to put on the breastplate of righteousness and defend your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace, and now take to you the confident shield of faith by which you will have power to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one. God has given us the power to quench his darts. Okay? And put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim. That's our weapon. The word is our weapon. And pray with all prayers and supplications in spirit at all times, and in prayer being watchful at all seasons, praying constantly and interceding for all the set-apart believers. Here he goes on to say, putting on the new man, or the armor of light, means to transform into the image of Elohim. Notice the intended wordplay as Rav Shaul contrasts the Zena, armor of Elohim, with as the branches of the menorah attached to a central pillar. So each one of the unique attributes, let me make sure I got these pages in the right way, yeah, okay, reveal attributes of Yahweh connect and reveal in Mashiach, who is the heir of all things. Truth provides a correct understanding of Yahweh and His Word. It is the foundation of faith, but it also reveals the entire nature. So what is truth? The truth is the Torah. Okay. In summary, Torah qualifies, and go down a little bit, and I said I'm not reading word for word, you can read this later. In summary, Torah qualifies and reveals Mashiach, and the spirit of Mashiach is the foundational truth of Malchut Elohim. Therefore, we enter into the renewed covenant when we allow Torah to be written upon our hearts and by observing and doing the commandments. Yeshua demonstrated this to his disciples, or Talmudim, and to all people. Consequently, putting on the belt of truth means to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh. Every word from Genesis to Revelation. Okay, not just the ones we pick and choose, but every word spoken from Yahweh. So just let's look at a few things about the breastplate, okay? Putting on the breastplate of righteousness protects us from the tactics of pride and temptation. The adversary is referred to as the tempter in Matthew 4:3, and our defense against his temptations is to invite Yahweh to direct our thoughts according to his righteousness, which is imparted by grace to those who seek and surrender to him. Torah is defined as instructions or erudition and righteousness. All scripture that was written by the Spirit is profitable for instruction, for confutation, and for correction, and for erudition and righteousness. Putting on the breastplate of righteousness is to allow Yahweh, Zidkenu, our righteousness, help us to take every unclean thought and to stand our ground against the enemy. Again, look at the parts. The head, protecting our mind from wrong thoughts, wrong teachings, wrong voices. Okay? Because I guarantee every time you take a stand for Yahweh, you are going to hear voices saying, you know, talking contrary to the Word of God. Protecting us. Why? Because we know what the Word of God says. Our heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We need to protect our heart. The groin, okay, the area that's actually the sexual area, okay, to protect us from temptations. I mean, we see that all the time, people falling to, you know, sexual temptations in marriage or being single or whatever. It's to protect us. Why? Because we are to be holy, set apart people. The feet, why? Because those feet are the ones that we, as we walk out our walk, those feet are the ones that bring the good news, proclaim the good news, to take us to where Yahweh wants us to go. Okay, so we need to protect every area. Let's go to shoes or of peace or shalom. This is an all preparation. This is what you need to do, because again, we have especially, you know, you're not only born again, but you're spirit filled and you're walking in the Torah and you're keeping the feasts and the Shabbat. If anybody is a threat to HaSatan's kingdom, you are. So you need to even be more diligent. Okay, putting on the shoes of peace defends against oppression. What's the opposite of peace? Fear, depression, anxiety. The shoes of peace hint of proactively bringing the truth of Yahweh to those who are called in the kingdom of Elohim. Shalom peace also means unity, to be whole or complete and therefore at peace. Job was at peace with Yahweh. When HaSatan attacked him with oppression, it was to no avail. As a matter of fact, in simple strength, and he said, Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Go down to helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation protects us from accusation and our most vulnerable component of thought. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose yetzer imagination is stayed on you. Again, something we have to do. We have to keep our mind stayed on him. The yetzer imagination must be cognitively and spiritually protected at all times from all vain, unclean thoughts and fantasies, because the enemy cannot bring accusation against the mind that is set apart to Yahweh. Romans 8:6, for minding the things of the flesh is death, but minding the things of the spirit is life and peace. That's why we have to guard what we hear, what we see, and what we speak. Let's go down to the last paragraph. When Rav Shaul exhorts us to pray without ceasing, he refers to the ongoing conversation between us and the Almighty Yahweh. This dialogue with Ruach HaKodesh gives guidance and direction every moment of the day. Our thoughts, words, and actions will serve to bring us either closer to Yahweh or keep us apart from Him. When our thoughts are in Yahweh, we enter into the secret place of the Most High. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to pull us out of the secret place of the Most High. Okay? We need to stay in there by in prayer. And so again, daily, just speaking to, you know, to Yahweh. We have intercession here on Wednesday, but you know, we could pray without ceasing. Pray is just staying connected with Him all through the day. Okay, so again, we enter into the secret place of the Most High where the Sha'ida, demons, are defeated. 1 Chronicles 16:27-31. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship Yahweh and the beauty of being set apart. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable and it not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Hallelujah. Let's go back to, but I just thought it was great. When I was reading this, I thought, wow, this is really good. But read the whole section on it. Hallelujah. Let's go back to 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. For the coming of that evil one is the working of HaSatan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Okay? And with all the deceptiveness of iniquity in them that perish because they did not receive the love of the truth by which they might have life. Therefore Elohim will send upon them the strength of a deception that they may believe a lie. And you know what? I'm seeing this happen among people in the Messianic movement. They are being deceived by wrong teaching. Their faith is being shaken, and they're denying Messiah, and they're falling away. And these are people that influence thousands of people. And it just, like, it breaks my heart. I'm thinking, what, they're believing more what somebody says. You know, just, you got to be, just because somebody writes a commentary, you need to know the spirit behind that person who's writing it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are write commentaries that are liberal, don't even believe in God. You know, whether, you know, and people are, and they're saying, oh, well, you know, the New Testament is corrupt, and there's this and that, and you know, that's wrong, and they're falling away like flies. I'm thinking, who do you believe? Our eyes is to be on the Word and Yeshua. And again, these are people that are, you know, they get caught up in these things instead of being caught up in the Word, and they're, you know, and what I had to, you know, cancel one of the speakers because of it. I says, I can't have somebody. You know, I'm just going to block this a minute. I don't care. Our rabbi, our master is Yeshua. He is the final word. If anybody says anything that contradicts what he says, Goodbye. You know, it's like Yeshua, it's the word that is our authority.
But see, the problem is people don't know the word. And if you don't know it, you take anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right, they don't know.
Oh, wow, he really sounds good.
But we need to, again, keep our eyes on the Word, and you know, and there's, you know, and be sure that person is teaching you, has a relationship with Yahweh, is accountable to somebody as well. You know, we're living in a times where, you know what, we need to be careful. We need to walk very close to, you know, our Father and stay in the Word. You know, because the Word says that, even let's say that even some of the, you know, could deceive even some of those that were chosen. So praise God, we need to pray and intercede for them. And I'm praying for her, you know, and we need to pray for others. But you know what, we got to, I'm sorry, you can't. But praise God, the Lord revealed that to me before, because when, again, I saw that and I was like, what kind of comment is that? But hallelujah. Go to Revelation 13, verses 1-4.